You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans. Site Selection magazine recently ranked Battle Creek among the top cities of its size in the nation for business development. One aspect of luring companies into the area is workforce development. Battle Creek Inquirer reporter Jennifer Bowman reported on Battle Creek's workforce development efforts this week, and she joins us. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being on. As you say in your article, there's a lot of different factors for a business when it comes to where it's going to locate, appropriate facilities, tax incentives, perhaps legislative issues. As you talked to the people at Battle Creek Unlimited, did you get a sense that workforce development is perhaps becoming a bigger priority than those things?
Oh, absolutely. The BCU has said more and more that they're hearing from companies questions about our local workforce. Do they have the skills that they need, that the companies are looking for, and or does Battle Creek have a way of equipping workers with those skills? So more and more, yeah, they are hearing questions about what's your local workforce development look like and does it fit what my company needs.
And are there certain skills that they need? Are these manufacturing skills that they need?
It's particularly in the manufacturing skills, but a lot of the companies have said that they're it's a matter of work ethic as well. Simple things, can you pass a drug test? What can you come to work on time? And something that they've also struggled with that educators in the Battle Creek area who are working with this training say is that there's also a lack of willingness to move up in the company. So how can we get folks from the ground up to work up in the company to get us in these higher positions who can kind of encompass all the skills that they're looking for?
So what is Battle Creek Unlimited doing and what are city officials there in Battle Creek doing to try to ensure that there are enough trained workers?
Last year, Battle Creek Unlimited said that this is going to be a big focus this year in 2013 is workforce development, and it's already kind of started, but KCC, Keller Community College, has the Regional Manufacturing Technology Center, and it's located right in the Fort Custer Industrial Park, and it's a pretty unique partnership. It's among educators, economic development groups, and the companies to look at, okay, what are the skills that we're looking for and how can we get this hands-on training for our workers? And it's unique because it's an open entry, open exit training. So a company doesn't have to wait for a semester to start like traditional training locations. Instead, you know, if they have a group of workers that they need that day to be trained, they can come to the RMTC or educators from the RMTC can go to the employer site.
How unique is it for a city to have something like this, some sort of a partnership in this way that allows for that rather flexible method of training?
Right. They say that the RMTC is a model of similar partnerships in the state, but it doesn't seem to be, from what I hear, it's something that a lot of the rest of the state's focusing on. So economic development professionals are saying, yeah, you know, we're not the only one doing this, but we need to make sure that we have a leg up so we can keep a competitive advantage. So I think you're going to see that there's going to be more and more push for this and more of using this as a selling point and trying to keep up with the technology and keep asking employers, what skills are you looking for so we can make sure that our local workforce is getting those skills.
As you said, it's right there in the Fort Custer Industrial Park. Is location one of the key factors here? Because as we know, the Fort Custer Industrial Park has been a source of much of the business development in Battle Creek, right?
Yeah, absolutely. They say that whenever they've got a prospective company visiting a site location that they're eyeing, they say, hey, right down the street is the RMTC. It's right there. It's a two-minute drive. Check it out. And that's what they say. They say that companies are happy that, you know, they can see that their employees can drive 2 or 3 minutes and be right at the training center that quickly. So they say it's very helpful and unique thing. So.
And are the businesses themselves, are they helping to pay for some of this training? How is this all getting funded in the end?
You know, I think that is a little bit. Companies say they are very willing to invest in employee training because they have in Battle Creek, the companies say that they have struggled from recruiting from outside, from large cities where there's more quality of life amenities. So they are trying to grow from within. So they do say that that companies are very willing to invest money into getting their employees trained. So, yeah, a lot of this is coming from the employers themselves.
All right. Jennifer, thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Jennifer Bowman is a reporter with the Battle Creek Inquirer.